Hello and welcome to the Displaced African podcast. The Displaced African is the African immigrant's personal development blog. It can be found at www.thedisplacedafrican.com. Okay, so this is Mwangi, and I just thought I would interview my baby sisters. I am the firstborn, so I'm talking to my two younger sisters, Wangari and Wangoi. So, hello. So, what I wanted to do is I wanted to get your opinions on Melbourne. So, tell people, as a young, very young person, what is Melbourne like for you? Let's start with Koi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, so Koi, how old are you?
And I'm turning 11 on the 16th of June.
And how has Melbourne been since you came?
It's fun. Mm-hmm. I made some friends.
Mm-hmm. Was it easy to make friends?
Huh?
Was it easy to make friends?
No.
It was hard?
Yeah, because I was scared of school and stuff.
Ah. Well, did you used to be scared back in Kenya?
Yeah.
But now, are you still scared of making friends?
Yeah, if I go to a new school or something.
And how many times have you changed schools?
I think three times or something.
And every time it's still scary, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, and Kari, what about yourself?
Yeah, ask me questions.
Oh, Kari, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Mm-hmm. And how has Melbourne been to you?
Well, primary school was fun. Mm-hmm. Lots of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes high school. Okay. First year of high school, I was a learner, which means I was by myself. So what I used to do was go to the library, study, after that, come home, cry a little, and then go back to school, doing the exact same thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second year was when I made a lot of friends. That's when life became fun, you know? Like, I wasn't a learner. Uh-huh. I did stuff that kids did. And yeah.
And how did you go from being someone who used to stay alone to someone who used to make a lot of friends?
Okay, so the story is, mm-hmm. we had a camp, and in that camp, I did make friends, but the friends I made didn't want to hang out with the other friend I knew.
What do you mean?
So I came from primary school to high school with one of my best friends from primary school.
Uh-huh.
So it was me and a girl, we were really close.
Mm-hmm.
Then at camp, I met four other girls who right now are my best friends, but I met four other girls who didn't like my other best friend from primary school.
Mm-hmm.
So that left, like, us being learners and them discluding us from everything they did.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they started hating us and started hating them. So mm-hmm. we didn't hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, after Karika got new friends, that's my best friend, I became really close to them.
And what are the races of your friends?
What are the what?
What are the races of your friends?
Races?
Yes, the races.
Yeah, they're all curries and one.
What's a curry?
Curry is an Indian or Sri Lankan.
Okay.
One of them nationality.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the other one's Chinese.
Okay.
But like white Chinese, not Ching Chong Chinese.
What do you mean white Chinese?
As in they've been brought up here, sir.
And Koi, what races are all your friends?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, mostly Chinese and Chinese and Asian people.
Ah, okay. And
one's Mauritian, half Mauritian, half Australian. And then I also have one Australian friend.
Ah, okay, okay. So none of you have, like, white Australian friends?
Oh, no, I have white friends.
I have.
Okay, but they're not, like, your best friends. They're just very good friends.
So they are.
Okay. So you have one good white Australian friend?
Yeah.
Kare?
Yeah, I have a couple of good white friends.
Okay, and So, Koi, have you experienced anything, any racism or anything like that?
Well, once this boy insulted me and my friend Dunusha.
Mm-hmm.
Really insulting.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh well.
So, it's never happened to you, really, on a mate? A lot. Okay, and Kare?
Nope, no one ever tries. Good people.
Why don't they try?
Because they know that I'll earn them back, so they don't bother. Good people.
Okay. And how is the culture of this place compared to where you came from, Kenya?
I don't know. I don't really know because back home, I don't know. I guess it's more diverse here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're free to do whatever you want. Free to do whatever religion you want.
Mm-hmm.
Back home, I'm not sure because I left when I was 8, so I was still a kid.
But from what you remember?
From what I remember, what do you mean in terms of doing what?
Like even when you visit, like what are the major differences you see? Like when you go to the way people act in Kenya to the way people act here.
Ooh, you gotta give me an example. Give me an example.
Okay, like for example, how do people treat each other here that's different from the way people treat each other in Kenya? Are they nicer to each other? Are they meaner? Are they more?
They're all the same. They all tease. They all make up. It's the same thing. But here there's more probably racism than back home, because back home we're all the same culture, like all the same.
Uh-huh.
Here we're way more mixed, so there's more teasing, probably in Australia.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Or more teasing on the basis on race things.
Yeah, probably more teasing here in Australia.
Okay, and Koi, do you even remember at home, Koi?
Well, I think that people here cry more.
They do.
And they get annoyed faster. And then you're like, sorry. And then you have to keep on saying sorry over and over again. Oops. Yes. And I have a complaint. The way people here treat their parents is so not cool. So not cool.
What do you mean?
As in, I have one boy, and he says that it's okay to swear to his mom. Well, I don't really want to swear on the phone, but he says it's okay to swear to his mom.
Uh-huh.
He says, or his mom doesn't mind, you know, him swearing to him is just how they argue.
Uh-huh.
I find that, like, even though sometimes I'm rude to my mom, I still find that really, just not cool. You can't really do that to your parents.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
Okay.
That's the bad thing about white people here and stuff.
Okay, and Koi, do you see the same thing?
Well, not really, because my friends are not rude to their parents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're just normal. Oh, yeah, but one of my friends,
mm-hmm.
in their house, they swear,
mm-hmm.
but they don't really, like, swear to their parents.
Okay. And is it easy to be healthy here in Australia?
No.
Oh, no.
McDonald's, KFC, cake, biscuits. You can lose a lot of weight going back home. And then, yeah, I know. The first thing you see when you exit the airport is a McDonald's. Come on now.
Actually, it is. It's the first thing right out of the airport. It is, yeah.
McDonald's, come on.
So you think it's very hard to be healthy here?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Just because of the food?
Yeah, it's easier to be healthy.
Is there anything that, like, if a kid was about to come over here, or if anyone is about to bring their kids over to Melbourne, is there anything you'd tell them, like, to make sure that it's good for them?
Don't become obese. Yeah. Oh, God, that's hard. Lock yourself in a room full of fruits and vegetables. Okay, straight up become vegetarian. Don't eat meat, that's all.
Yes. You see, I trained my sister well. She's vegetarian, too.
I try hard not to eat meat, Monkey.
I know. You're both my sisters. I trained you both well.
Exactly. And,
uh-huh.
My gosh, there's this girl in my class.
Uh-huh.
She sits opposite me.
Mm-hmm.
And once, she, like, the only healthy thing she has ever,
mm-hmm.
is her water. And guess what she does? She puts sugar in it. She puts all this stuff in it. And once she brings Coca-Cola. Tries to show off.
So that's all she has the whole day.
And then I'm just sitting there looking at it, and then I'm looking at my bottle, and it's water, and I'm like, geez, person, you're going to become obese someday.
Wow.
Some people in this world. And then she buys, in like 2 days, she buys 4 packets of big chips.
Uh-huh.
Like 100 lollies.
Oh my, she's on, day. Yeah, that one is on her way to the Biggest Loser, huh?
And then she's like, she's not even fat, but she's really unhealthy. No offense, but she's really slow.
Okay. So
she like comes last. I'm not that slow. I come. At least I don't even come last. Actually, wait. You know what?
Okay, wait. Is there anything that you'd say to other people as a final word? Anything? Koi, kare?
Well, what I'd say is that there's a lot more stuff to do in Australia.
Uh-huh.
If you come to Australia, at least, yeah, don't waste your, like, I don't know if that makes sense, but don't waste your time. Do things, because there's so many things you can do here. It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, so do a lot of things before you die.
Okay, and Koi?
Well, if you like modern places, come to Melbourne. But if you like rural areas, go to Kenya.
Okay. Cool. Well, with that, I think I will end it there. Those are my two sisters. So thank you, Kare. Thank you, Koi.
It's okay, Mongi.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been the Displaced African Podcast. The Displaced African is the African immigrant's personal development blog. You can find it at www.thedisplacedafrican.com.